to begin with, as a working paramedic serving the community of Greater Sudbury, I have a very unique frontline perspective on the opioid epidemic, the mental health epidemic, and the growth of homelessness in our community. Something I recognize, I think your question implies, is that mental health challenges really lie at the heart of these complex issues. And that's why I'm proud that Canada's Economic Recovery Plan from the Conservative Party puts securing mental health as one of our primary planks of our platform. What we're proposing to do is to boost mental health funding to provinces. As you know, healthcare is under provincial jurisdiction. So we're going to boost funding specifically for mental health care to the provinces, working with them as partners. We're also going to look to provide incentives to employers to provide mental health coverage so that working Canadians, regardless of what kind of field or what kind of work they do, have access to employer-provided mental health coverage. That's something I enjoy as a paramedic and has been very important to me to be able to stay healthy and continue doing my job effectively. We're also proposing to create an additional 1,000 substance misuse care beds at 50 centers nationwide to improve access for those suffering from opioid misuse disorders and other drug misuse disorders to get the timely care they need regardless of where they live in the country. As many people know, as I know frontline, one of the challenges many people who are trying to get recover from opioid misuse syndromes and other drug misuse syndromes are that they, when they're ready to get help, they often find it difficult to secure residential care and other outpatient care options to get the help they need to get better. Finally, we're going to take a very harm reduction, healthcare-driven approach to dealing with opioid misuse syndromes and other drug misuse syndromes to ensure that those suffering from these diseases, these disorders, feel safe accessing care and are afraid to approach government agencies to get the help they need. Meanwhile, we're going to get tough on the border to reduce the inflow of illicit drugs into this country and also aggressively go after gangs and drug traffickers to try to stem the supply of toxic opioids in our community. I think by taking a harm reduction healthcare approach, providing increased mental health coverage across the country, and trying to stem the flow of illicit drugs, we have a very sound plan for tackling this very visible and quite tragic problem with our communities.